This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by Candela Medical. Hello and welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauty Industry. Today, my guest is Ginny Bucci from Vamp Cosmetic Clinic. Old flames, wrong spelling, dodgy artwork, and star signs are just some of the regretful tattoos that Vamp Cosmetic Clinic's dermal therapist, Ginny Bucci, is removing. The Newcastle Clinic, owned and operated by Dr. Jake Alexander of Rutherford Family Medical Practice, receives several inquiries every day about laser tattoo removal and some weeks can treat dozens of clients wanting their body art banished. Men and women of all ages are having their unwanted ink removed, but according to Ginny, a great number of people aged between 20 and 40 are opting for the treatment. Ginny is an experienced dermal therapist who has performed over 2,500 pick-away treatments since 2017 on all skin types. She specializes in skin rejuvenation and tattoo removal and has treated a wide range of aesthetic concerns, including pigmented and vascular lesions, scarring, and melasma across a number of devices. Ginny holds an advanced diploma of cosmetic dermal science, as well as a graduate certificate in IPL and laser hair removal, and a laser safety officer's certificate, making her the perfect person to speak about the subject. Today, Ginny shares with us her own personal experience with performing tattoo removal, as well as answers to all of your tattoo removal questions, which will have you feeling like an expert in no time. Here's Ginny and I for Beauty Industry. Welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, Ginny. How are you?
Good. Hi, Tamara. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited to have this chat with you.
Thank you so much. I think it's so important for us to be able to share what we've learned with one another. So I hope I'll have some useful information for everybody out there who's operating lasers or thinking about getting into tattoo removal.
Absolutely. I am sure you will. Just before we go down the garden path of tattoo removal, I'd like to explore your career. How did you get started in beauty and aesthetics?
Yeah, so I took a little bit of a non-traditional path to get where I'm at. I spent many years working in the beauty industry in a public relations role, and that sparked my interest in working in the industry in a more hands-on way. There's just so much that's happened with lasers and energy-based devices in the past decade or two. And back when I was in uni, dermal science didn't really exist the way it does now. So there were new opportunities available to me. And I decided to study with AACDS, which is based out of Perth. It was just really important for me to have formal dermal therapy qualifications. And that's kind of provided a foundation for everything that I've done since then and gives me a peace of mind knowing that, you know, I kind of have the fundamentals down. And, you know, here in New South Wales, there's not a lot of regulation around lasers. So people don't always see the value in the investment. But in this industry, I think you can never really learn too much or have too much experience and too much education.
Yeah, absolutely. So PR to beauty and dermal, that's quite the jump there. What excited you about the beauty industry?
I had the opportunity to work with some different skincare brands and dermatologists and beauty experts overall, a few device companies as well. So it kind of, you know, planted that seed, and it took a few years for me to get to the point where I was ready to make that leap.
Yeah, amazing. And so was it in your dermal therapy course and education that you found your love for lasers and advanced treatments?
I think going into it, I always knew laser was where I wanted to focus. It seems to be that there's a lot of new developments that are happening in that particular slice of dermatology and dermal therapy, lots of innovation happening. and conditions that couldn't traditionally be treated before laser came into the picture.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly an exciting time ahead. I mean, even just thinking, you know, I entered the industry just a bit over 13 years ago now, and laser was hardly even spoken about. And when it was spoken about, it was, you know, a contractor would come into a day spa for, you know, a day a week or even a day a month and book out the whole day. And it was so expensive. And now we've got these huge conglomerates of clinics that are just churning out laser every single minute. So, you know, in just the last decade it's developed, it kind of makes me excited for what's going to come for the next decade.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So we're going to chat today about tattoo removal and everything that encompasses that. Can you just explain for our audience how tattoo removal actually works?
Yeah, definitely. So when you get a tattoo, the body sees that ink that's put into your skin as an invasion. So there's dermal macrophages that come into the site of the injury, the brand new tattoo, and they're gobbling up all that foreign material. And those ink particles sit under the surface of the skin and are too large for your body to eliminate them. So the cells hold on to the ink particles, and they're kind of like little Pac-Men. And as they die, a new one comes in and they collect that ink and hold on to it. And that continued recycling of ink ensures that tattoos are more or less permanent, even though they can fade a little bit over time. But the laser is working to shatter those particles of ink into really small pieces that your body can get rid of.
Right. Okay. So that's the thing. Because I always wondered, you know, where does that ink, you know, being an absolute novice at tattoo and even, you know, cosmetic tattooing, where does it sit? And then I guess, how does the skin actually hold on? Because obviously if you just draw ink into the skin, it doesn't stay there, but it's interesting that it's so large that it actually, the body almost can't excrete it on its own. So then the laser breaks that down and kind of shatters it into a smaller particle so that those macrophages can gobble it all up and then excrete it from the body. Is that kind of right?
Yeah, that's right. So if you were to look at it, you know, under a microscope, you're thinking about these big boulders of ink. If they can get turned into little grains of sand, then your body can release them much more easily.
Yeah, interesting. And I've heard that the tattoo removal is worse in terms of the pain than it actually is getting the tattoo in the first place. Is it truly that bad, do you think?
Well, I hate to disappoint anybody, but it is a little bit uncomfortable. I would say there are definitely ways that you can manage that discomfort from getting a treatment done. I think the first thing is to have a really thorough consultation with your client to help relax them and build up trust with them. I think when they know what to expect, it's going to put them at ease and probably won't hurt quite as much. I do usually get feedback that the second treatment was more comfortable than the first because they know what to expect, although I have been told after the first treatment that it was a bit better than they expected as well. But there are a few forms of pain relief that we can bring in to make it a little bit more bearable for people.
Yeah, how interesting. And I guess I was just thinking while you were talking there, something probably that we haven't really thought about is that when you get a tattoo, it's quite, you know, like a milestone experience. And to remove it, sometimes that can be quite emotional, especially, you know, if you've got your ex-husband's name or something like that tattooed on you.
Absolutely. I think that it can be a bit of an emotional release for people seeing it go away, or it can be a real time of excitement if it's something that they've been looking at for a long time and hated it. Some people who come in for tattoo removal knew right there and then when they were sitting in the chair getting it done that they wanted to get it removed, and they're finally kind of realizing that dream.
Yeah, interesting. So in terms of the laser device that you actually use for tattoo removal, can any laser be used for the removal, or do we have to have a special device?
Yeah, so unfortunately you do need to have a special device for it. You need to make sure that you're picking a laser that's indicated for tattoo removal. I've seen some photos of people who have had their tattoos nicked when they were getting treatment with another laser, like laser hair removal. And it's not very pretty. It can blister and burn and cause scarring. So making sure that you have a laser that's indicated for tattoos is critical. One of the main differences with tattoo removal lasers is it's going to have a very quick pulse duration. So it's delivering that energy really, really quickly. So it's heating up the ink, breaking it into pieces, but it's not causing a lot of trauma to the surrounding structures.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Because we immediately kind of think of laser as something that is, you know, quite superficially warm on the surface of the skin. So if it's a faster pulse duration, then it's kind of penetrating past those initial layers, right?
Yeah. Well, it's shattering the pigment into smaller pieces. And it's using mainly acoustic sound to do that. So less heat than your traditional tattoo removal lasers. And that also means that you're going to have less downtime, less complications associated with having the treatment done.
Yeah, interesting. And I've heard a lot of talk around Q-switch and then also picosecond treatment when it comes to tattoo removal. So can you just share with us what's the difference between the two?
Yeah, definitely. So Q-switch lasers were kind of the old school approach, although they are still used today. When you're working with a picosecond laser, like a PicoWay, it's a picosecond. So that's a trillionth of a second versus a billionth of a second with a nanosecond laser. And it's kind of hard to compute what that means, but it actually does make quite a difference when it comes to tattoo removal. PicoWay has ultra short pulses that are about 100 times shorter than the Q-switch lasers.
Yeah, interesting. My goodness, that trillionth of a second, you can't even think about how fast that is.
Yeah, impossible.
So then when we're talking about wavelengths with laser and particularly in tattoo removal, what wavelengths are best for optimal results?
Yeah, so that's going to depend a lot on the type of ink or the color of ink that you're trying to treat. Starting with the 1064 nanometer NDAG, that's going to work best for black ink because it has really high absorption. And that wavelength is also considered colorblind. So it's usually the best wavelength to treat with or do a patch test with. If a lighter tattoo is not responding to the 1064 wavelength, then you can progress to a shorter wavelength. But the reason why I always test with the 1064 first is because you never know what the ink could be mixed with, and you could end up with a more significant skin response if the ink contains trace amounts of some darker pigments. And most people are not going to have any idea what was put in their tattoo when they had it done. When you get into the 700 range of wavelengths, like the PicoWay 785 or the 730, those are going to be best for greens and blues, which have traditionally been quite stubborn. And I've found that those hand pieces can also be really effective when you've treated a black tattoo several times and it's faded significantly, but it's showing some green hues that will continue to give you some clearance. And then when you get down to the reds, oranges, and yellows, you're looking at a 532 wavelength. So we really can treat the whole spectrum of the rainbow at this stage.
Yeah, that's very cool because I think, again, back when I kind of first entered into the industry and then a few years in, we were looking at tattoos, you know, and blues and yellows were so hard to treat. And again, that technology has just come leaps and bounds. So I'm sure every client with a colored tattoo now is just clapping their hands who wants it removed because, you know, way back when it was only, you know, thought of to be able to remove black tattoos or dark tattoos.
That's right.
So Ginny, just in regards to ink, there are lots of different types of ink, as I'm aware. Can you treat all different types of ink or is there a specific ink that performs better when removing?
Yeah, so when it comes to color of ink, certainly some of the more traditionally hard colors like the greens and blues can be treated quite easily with the picosecond lasers. You do want to watch out for some of the cosmetic inks. There is the risk of oxidization and unexpected color changes, and as well as white ink. That can be mixed with colors to make tattoos look a little bit more vibrant or give some depth to the tattoo. And most of the time, you can't see it and the clients aren't aware that it's there either. And that does pose a risk of paradoxical darkening related to zinc and titanium oxide in the ink. And that can turn the white ink into a dark ink, which is then more resistant to treatment. It doesn't mean it can't be treated with a 1064, but it can become a bit more stubborn.
Interesting. Okay. After the break, Ginny and I talk about the difference in laser devices. But first, a word from today's Beauté partner. Community, if you're wondering, apart from the incredible education provided, like the knowledge shared in today's conversation, about what sets Candela apart, it's their commitment. From the day you become a Candela customer, you experience a true partnership. With the purchase of a Candela Advice, you receive a 3-year service warranty, clinical training for you and your team, as well as access to their comprehensive marketing resources. Your success is their success. Find out more at candelamedical.com/AU. Thank you so much to the team at Candela for making this episode of the Beauté Industry Podcast possible. And now back to Ginny. In terms of contraindications and skin colours and Fitzpatrick's, is there anybody who we shouldn't or can't be treating or doesn't get as good of a result?
Yeah, so the standard laser contraindications are still going to hold true for tattoo removal. Things like pregnancy, sun exposure, spray tans, abnormal wound healing. Something else to look out for is tanning injections if those are popular in your area, like melanotan, because people might not consider that as something that would make a difference for their treatment. But you want to be kind of aware of all the drugs and any kind of medication that your clients are using, as well as Fitzpatrick skin types. Those should be considered based on the color of ink that's being treated when compared to the wavelength. So the 532 may not be suitable for all skin types, depending on what you're trying to do.
Interesting. When it comes to things like melanotan or sunbaking and even spray tanning, I know that clients can sometimes be a little bit cheeky, you know, and they may fib on their consultation forms. How do you kind of address that? And they say, no, I don't have any tan on me today. And you can clearly see that they do, you know, sometimes even when you do a patch test and you wipe it with the alcohol and you go, okay, well, this is dirty.
Yep. We're really good with our clinical photography and capturing photos. So if it's something that, you know, they presented with a lighter skin tone at an earlier appointment and we're questioning that, we can look back at the photos and kind of verify it that way.
Yeah, interesting. And in terms of tattoo and tattoo size, I mean, is a smaller tattoo easier to treat than a larger tattoo, or is it much of a muchness? It's just the time duration.
It is a time duration. It's also discomfort level and what the client is able to tolerate in a single sitting. There are also some schools of thought about the ability of the body to clear certain amounts of ink. So small tattoos usually, you know, aren't quite as taxing for the body to clear away. But also positioning on the body makes a difference for the clearance rate of the tattoo. So I've seen tattoos on the face or the back of the neck that go away quite quickly in fewer treatments, whereas a tattoo that's on the foot, there's not as good circulation and healing. That can take a longer period of time for it to clear.
Interesting. And I'm just thinking there probably has something to do with the lymph nodes as well. If you get quite a good response on the neck and not so on the foot, we've got so many lymph nodes around this top half of the body. It's much easier to clear.
Definitely.
Interesting. And just on the clearance, is there any relation to how good somebody's lifestyle is in terms of what they're eating?
Yeah, I think probably not all of the science has caught up with that, but general health is going to make somebody a better candidate for tattoo removal, good health, non-smoker, that sort of thing.
Great. And so how many treatments on average? I know it's going to be different for everybody, again, depending on location and size and how many years the tattoo has been there. But on an average, how many treatments are you performing in the clinic to get that kind of clearance that a client's happy with?
Yeah, as a general rule of thumb, it's around 8, but does vary. Some tattoos can take 10 to 12 treatments. If it's colored, it's important for clients to understand that the color is probably going to take longer to lift. But then I've seen other tattoos that have gone away in maybe 4 treatments, they're completely cleared. Generally, tattoos that are amateur tattoos or home tattoos, those will clear a little bit faster because there's not quite as much ink and it's not quite as deep in the dermis. So there's a few there's a few considerations that you want to have when you're going through the consultation process with your client to make sure that they fully understand what the process will look like for them.
Interesting. And in terms of devices, I know our audience will be thinking, and I know that they like devices that do multiple things. You know, a tattoo removal machine is quite large. When talking about the Pico Way, can it only treat tattoos, or is it kind of had that multifunction where you can do other things as well?
Yeah, it's a super versatile device. I think that's what we love so much about having the Pico Way in our clinic. We have it in use most of the day, whether it's for tattoo removal or one of our other Pico Way treatments. The short pulse duration also means that you can use the 1064 hand pieces on virtually any skin type, so even the darker Fitzpatrick skin types. And between Pico Way and Gentle Max, which is another Candela laser that we have, we're able to treat most of our clients' top concerns. I think for Pico Way, a lot of skin rejuvenation is done with the Pico Way Resolve non-ablative fractional hand pieces. It's probably our most popular treatment, and we have a lot of clients that are coming back each year to do a course of treatments with those particular hand pieces, just because of the great results that they see in the relatively low downtime. But in general, we're using it for fine lines, texture, pores, signs of age, pigmentation, freckles, sunspots, even birthmarks. So, you know, between all of those things, you can usually find, at least a few that everybody wants to treat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking at my face in this Zoom call, thinking about all the pigment and melasma from my post-pregnancy that I would love to get zapped. So in terms of, new technology and investment, I know that business owners can be often quite reserved in spending, and often in business, they say you've got to spend money to make money. In your own experience, how has the feedback been in terms of that return on investment for, a tattoo removal device like the Pico Way?
Yeah, so it is a significant investment. And I think sometimes clients don't realize that when they're coming in for the treatment, what it takes for a clinic to have a device like that and to support it. But our clinic has really seen a high ROI on our devices. We've been very deliberate in what we've invested in and have made sure that we know that the treatments work well. And those of us that are operating the devices understand the basic fundamentals of laser physics and how we can get the best out of the devices. You really can't just sit in a single training session or watch one video and be done with it. It's a constant learning process. You kind of have to keep cataloging the feedback that you get from the laser and the skin and the ink. And what clients are telling you every day so you can get the most out of your device. But it is a treatment, tattoo removal in particular, that's growing in popularity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, from a skin point of view, we see so much of the client's skin when we are doing treatments that if a business owner rather is unsure, should I stock, a device like tattoo removal, maybe just gauge how many tattoo clients you've actually got in your clinic. And nowadays it's so many more than ever before. I feel like I'm probably one of the only clean skin people that I know. I don't have any tattoos myself, but it's so interesting. And then I guess the beauty of the device is that even if it's not such a high demand, you've got all of these other skin concerns that you still can treat with the same device, which, kind of covers your basis at the end of the day.
That's right. And we do a lot of cross promoting as well. So somebody may be in for laser hair removal and they point out their tattoo to us and they're not necessarily happy with it. And then they end up getting tattoo removal, or while they're getting tattoo removal, they talk about, some sunspots on their face, and then we can treat them, with another application of the machine. So
Yeah, there's absolutely.
Lots of opportunities.
Yeah. And I guess just coming back to being a therapist and asking questions, you know, and opening the conversation, I don't think any client's just going to go, oh my goodness, I hate my tattoo so much. But if you opened up that question, you know, oh my goodness, that's an interesting tattoo. You know, when did you get it? Then they might be more vulnerable to saying, do you know what? I actually really don't like it. I would love to get it removed. And then that's your little door open to say, well, we actually do that service here. So, you know, opening the conversation, being a human and just connecting with the client.
Yeah, for sure. And I think some people dance around it a little bit and do their research first before they jump in. They might not feel comfortable booking a formal consultation just to talk about their tattoo, but while they have your ear, they may kind of ask a few questions along the way to determine whether it's something that they would want to go forward with.
Absolutely. When treating the skin with tattoo removal, what are some of the common mistakes that you see?
I think that probably some people, when they're starting out with treating tattoos, they think more is better, or you know, more intensity is going to be better, but really it pays off to work slow and steady. You don't want to overdo it with higher fluence or smaller spot sizes, because it may not have the same depth of penetration or reach your intended target. You usually do want some frosting, but not too much of a skin response. You know, you kind of want to go through the recommended settings that come with your device, but you should also be really taking in the feedback that you're getting from the tattoo and the skin. So just because you treated somebody last time at particular settings, it doesn't mean you need to dial it up the next time. I've had a few people come in who have one tattoo tattooed on top of another one. So it's just packed full of ink. So you might kind of be sitting at the same settings a few treatments in a row, but you're still getting results from it. And you do need to take into account if somebody comes in and they've had two or three treatments at another clinic, to not necessarily treat them with the same settings you'd use if you personally had treated them three times with your own laser, because you could end up with a stronger skin response than you were anticipating. You need to kind of do a few test pulses, stop, wait, watch, and then kind of proceed from there when you feel confident that you've picked the settings that are going to work best for the tattoo.
That's really good advice. Do you find it fruitful, or you know, I'm interested to know if you think it would be beneficial for a business that is doing tattoo removal to approach somebody who does tattooing, like a tattoo parlor or even cosmetic tattooing, to kind of have that relationship and say, hey, if you do get any clients who A, you can't cover up, or B, they do really want something removed, that we can do that? Or do you feel like that's kind of stepping on each other's toes?
No, I think it obviously depends on what businesses are in your particular area, but we have received quite a few referrals from tattoo artists. Often it's people who just want to fade their tattoo because they're looking to cover it up, but the tattoo artist has said that they can't cover it until it's faded a little bit more. So we've kind of tailored our business to people who are not only clearing their tattoo for good, but are wanting to fade it. So we offer packages of treatments, you know, smaller packages of treatments for just the fading process.
Yeah, interesting. I think TikTok has probably helped the tattoo removal industry quite well, because I was just watching the other day, there's a whole TikTok channel on tattoos gone wrong. Yeah. And, you know, it has this first slide where it says what I wanted, and then the second slide says versus what I got. And you just think, oh my goodness, how is that even possible? I'm thinking of, you know, a clinic like yours, or many of our listeners could do a third slide, how we removed, you know.
Yes. And we see it all the time that people, you know, it did not come out how they thought it was going to, the positioning is wrong, wrong spellings happen. So yeah, people are very relieved when they know that there's a solution for it.
Oh my goodness, the wrong spelling, that just gives me goosebumps. I'm such a grammar nerd. do you have any advice to business owners who may be listening and considering bringing on tattoo removal into their business, knowing what you know and, you know, doing so many treatments as you guys do?
Yeah, definitely. So when you're choosing a device, you definitely want to do your research and make sure that you're picking a company that has a good track record and can back up their claims, because not all devices are equal. You want to talk to the company over a period of time and kind of build that relationship and get an idea of how you can work together. Probably talking to another business that has the same technology to get a feel for the results that they've been able to achieve is quite important, and checking out their social media. Because if they're getting good results, their clients are going to be very satisfied as well. And you also want to make sure that there's on the ground support, because you just never know when your laser might need some servicing or repairs. And if you don't have anybody who's around to help you out, you're going to be stuck for a while. So make sure that you've got a good relationship and good service support from the company that you purchase your device from.
Absolutely. That is great advice. That's something that I say on the podcast all the time. When we hire and recruit therapists and team members to come into our space, we do reference checks and interviews and trade tests and all of the things. And then sometimes we stock something into our business and we do it overnight and we don't do that much due diligence behind it. And I think with something like tattoo removal, particularly when, as you mentioned at the start of the episode, you know, there's not a whole lot of regulation around it. You want to be ensuring that your therapist and your estheticians are covered off, they are trained, and they have so much support around them so they can pick up the phone or send a quick email and they will get a response from somebody who is an expert in the field.
That's right. Yeah, because tattoo removal is quite different from a lot of the other treatments. There is a wound healing time that comes along with it. So yeah, you do need to make sure that the people operating the device are familiar with the results and the aftercare, and that they're able to communicate that, and that they're choosing people who will be really compliant with it afterwards to minimize any risks of complications.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have some fantastic before and after photos, so I'm going to make sure that we put them into the show notes for everybody to see, and we'll also pop them over on our social media episode once this episode goes live. But thank you so much, Jeannie, for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and a wealth of knowledge on everything tattoo removal.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
What a bumper of an educational episode. I just love hearing about how far in advance our treatments and science has come, and the fact that we can pass along that knowledge to our clients for a better treatment outcome is all the more impressive. To see some before and afters of Ginny and the team at Vamp Cosmetic Clinic's work, head on over to our Instagram at Beauté Industry to take a look. The results will astound you. Thank you so much for your time and your ears tuning into today's episode. Until next time, stay connected.